Simulation and synthesis. The Verilog and VHDL RTLs can be used really in two ways. One is simulation and one is synthesis. So for simulation, the whole of the language is interpreted or compiled natively by an interpreter, and it will execute the program according to its standard operational semantics. The underlying execution kernel for RTLs is something called an event-driven simulator kernel, EDS, which I'll talk to you about shortly. There's also a little complexity typically added to these event-driven kernels, which helps us support zero-delay models without getting clock cycle shoot-through, as I'll explain. Is needed specifically for hardware logic, whereas event-driven simulation in general for simulated cars driving down a motorway or whatever else you're simulating, packets on the internet, won't normally have that additional delta cycle augmentation that we'll see. Synthesis, on the other hand, involves collating all of the assignments to variables and then generating a logic circuit for them. A lot of logic minimization techniques can be applied. In general, there are multiple circuits that produce the same output, so the synthesizer tool can be directed to go for a low energy circuit or for a high performance circuit, that sort of thing. In terms of what we simulate and synthesize, for simulation we generally need a complete system model with no external inputs. If there are external inputs, then it's obviously not a complete system in the true meaning of the phrase. But for synthesis, we tend to direct the synthesizing tool to operate on a particular subnode of the design hierarchy, and we'll run multiple such synthesis steps covering all of the nodes in the tree at a particular level, and thereby getting a complete coverage. Next slide.